Our calling. Godly Civics brings elections to We the People's Theater, WEPEG 1787, and we cannot lose. There are no weapons against the laws of nature, only against people. The body of Christ acts independently of its ecclesia and civics. The voters have the civic duties and the call to glorify our Abba Father. And each pulpit leader has their Holy Spirit calling that Godly Civics does not disturb. We pray that the Holy Spirit will bring all pulpit leaders to Godly Civics for the salvation of religious liberty with their doctrine and DNA intact. The Protestant Ecclesia is the religious liberty wing of Christianity, the 30-year war, and the courage behind our 1776 war for independence, but that is not enough today. Godly Civics calls in glory to our Abba Father, all Judeo-Christian ecclesia, Jewish, Orthodox, Catholic, Protestant, Mormon, Restorationist, and non-denominational, to show unity under the Yahweh/Jehovah Nissi flag, the Lord is my banner, Exodus 17 verse 15. Everyone has Exodus 17 verse 15 in their Holy Bible. Remaining silent is not an option. The cause of social and religious liberty is in our hands, and Godly Civics with WEPEG 1787 takes us back to our Abba Father's 1776 creation with zero Nahas political power division. Work and liberty. Work and social liberty are the antitheses of progressivism. We never see that said in politics. Scripture offers numerous teachings about work, emphasizing its value, purpose, and role in a godly life. Godly Civics connects our role in social liberty to our Abba Father's laws of nature, which also direct our work outcomes. Our Abba Father's 1776 creation, His Last Nation, is a complete life system for everyone that also reflects His original design to get all the people we can into heaven. When everyone sees the fantastic benefits for we the people with the laws of nature in control of our daily lives, that image will get people interested in where they come from. And that is where the Nahas attacks, substituting his government, his Antichrist, to control and turn we the people's daily lives away from our Abba Father's laws of nature. A minimum federal government is essential to a meaningful life. It is not a political choice but a life or death choice with our Abba Father on one side and the Nahas lies on the other. Work is a divine calling. Genesis 2 verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Our Abba Father established work before the fall, highlighting its intrinsic value and purpose. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. This encourages diligence and dedication in work. Work reflects God's image. Exodus 20 verses 9 to 10. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Our Abba Father's example of creating the world in 6 days and resting on the seventh is a model for balancing work and rest. Colossians 3 verses 23 to 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Work is an opportunity to honor our Abba Father and reflect His character. Work provides for needs. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10. The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. This underscores the importance of taking personal responsibility for providing for oneself and one's family. Proverbs 14 verse 23. All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. Hard work is a path to provision and success. Political ideology is a path to hell. Work is part of serving others. Ephesians 4 verse 28. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Work allows individuals to contribute to the well-being of others. Matthew 5 verse 16. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Our efforts, including work, can be a testimony of faith. Work avoids idleness. Proverbs 6 verses 6 to 8. Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. Laziness is discouraged, and diligence is encouraged. Proverbs 10 verse 4, lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Work in eternity. Revelation 22 verse 3, no longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. In the new creation, work continues but without the toil and hardship caused by the fall. The Bible presents work as a meaningful activity designed by our Abba Father, not just for survival but as a way to grow, serve others, and glorify Him. It encourages balance, diligence, and gratitude in all aspects of work. We pulpit leaders must integrate all aspects of life, our civics, survival, and worship to glorify our Abba Father in all we do. Please pray on that. Our hypothesis. Our Abba Father had His fill of human kings by 1776. That was after His people had their fill of the biblical judges. The Nahas is too clever and persistent in his war against Jesus. No human government has withstood the Nahas. Our Abba Father installed heroes in the Old Testament to advance his plan after Nahas victories. Noah, Moses, and Abraham are examples. Today, the Nahas political faction government looks very similar to Israel's when governed by the spirit-human kingship. Very few Israel kings glorified our Abba Father, and he unleashed Nebuchadnezzar II to scatter Israel and move on to his next phase in his march to his last nation, his 1776 creation. As in the Old Testament, P1, P16, P40, and P45-47 are hero presidents deployed by our Abba Father when needed to right the ship of state, making sound decisions based on their faith, wisdom, and experience, i.e., the laws of nature in our DOI. But they are all heralded as great men, not heroes of our Abba Father. We must assume P45-47 is the last hero deployed for the body of Christ to redeem our Abba Father's 1776 creation by installing WePEG 1787 for posterity. After we the people remove political factions, the laws of nature, WePEG 1787, is all there is. P45-47 is a common-sense populist believer, but no one on the radar has what P45-47 has to succeed him. In our Abba Father's plan, it is irrefutable that his people, first Israel, then the body of Christ, must repel the Nahas ourselves, i.e., reject the mark of the beast, Rev 13, in our time. WePEG 1787 repels the Nahas from our Abba Father's 1776 creation, and no one like P45-47 is on the horizon. This is our moment. Do not let it pass. The debate with WePEG 1787 looks like this. Nahas Blue Faction Zealot: you are a racist. We the people, WePEG 1787 Zealot: that is a personal right in a free society, the same as your right to accuse me. Now prove it, and you are uninformed. Here is WePEG 1787. Study it and come back with your scores. In the meantime, I will be enjoying life. Have a good day. Winning. We the people cannot win a civics debate without a winning argument and an audience. We have the audience, the body of Christ. You can now see how WePEG 1787 is the winning argument. We the people own it, and the body of Christ is large enough to force it if candidates want our vote. And very importantly, godly civics will motivate the large non-voting believer bloc to glorify our Abba Father in our civics and vote for his 1776 creation to defeat the evil of political factions. No other strategy can accomplish that. It is the evil that repels our ecclesia. The dramatic change needed in the fundamental assumptions about elections requires a strategy, a team, training, and leadership. That may seem daunting, but godly civics and the Liberty Pastors / Salt and Light movement are here to support us. Everything any ecclesia needs to glorify our Abba Father at the ballot box and take our one nation under God to Judgment Day is already deployed. No pulpit leader will escape judgment, letting the Nahas destroy our Abba Father's 1776 creation. It is the only nation where the mark of the beast matters, because it is the only nation where the Nahas and our Abba Father are both protected speech. Our godly civics is our clarion call. Please do not ignore it.